Hello, everyone, and welcome to Radio C Cert English Edition, your daily appointment with cybersecurity news. I'm Marc-Frédéric Gomez, your French cybersecurity voice for today's threat landscape. It's Sunday, December 7, 2025. You're listening to episode 43, Live from Valence in France. In today's headlines, supply chain, Mozilla terminates its Monitor Plus partnership with Honorep, confirming a major third-party risk failure, where the privacy vendor's founder simultaneously operated a data broker service. Vulnerability. Threat actors are actively exploiting an unindexed command injection flaw in ArrayOS AG VPNs to plant web shells, leveraging a vulnerability patched but not assigned a CVE. Malware. A new Android banking Trojan, FVNCbot, is detected using H.264 video streaming and custom code to bypass standard screen capture protections and steal credentials. Human risk. Research reveals 97% of US medical professionals have exposed personal data on people's search sites, creating immediate physical security risks for healthcare staff. Fraud. The FBI issues a warning on virtual kidnapping scams where criminals now use AI-altered social media photos to fabricate proof of life and extort victims' families. Significant third-party risk management update regarding privacy vendors. Mozilla is officially terminating its Monitor Plus service effective December 17, 2025. This action cuts ties with backend provider OneRep following confirmed reports of operational duplicity. Intelligence indicates Honorep's founder simultaneously managed Nuber, an active people search data broker. This represents a classic privacy paradox and vetting failure. The vendor paid to remove digital footprints was structurally linked to a relentless data aggregator. Despite initial warnings in March 2024, the service persisted for 16 months. Users face service termination and prorated refunds. Security teams must recognize the privacy washing threat within the supply chain. Standard vendor assessments failed to catch this conflict of interest. Review all enterprise subscriptions for identity protection services immediately. Verify beneficial ownership to ensure your privacy vendors are not essentially data brokers in disguise. Immediate audit required for all privacy protection vendors to rule out ownership links to the data brokerage industry. Urgent intelligence regarding the human attack surface in healthcare. New telemetry from Incogni indicates a 97% exposure rate for medical professionals on people search databases. Data brokers are successfully weaponizing public licensure records and hospital directories to build comprehensive dossiers on clinical staff. Technically, this represents a catastrophic failure of PII containment. We are seeing the aggregation of home addresses, family connections, and financial assets. This goes beyond standard spear phishing risks. It enables kinetic threats, physical stalking, doxing, and intimidation by disgruntled patients or threat actors targeting high-value individuals. The data shows older practitioners have the largest OSINT footprint, making them softer targets. Security operations centers must recognize that the threat landscape has shifted from the server room to the doctor's living room. Passive defense is ineffective here. Mitigation requires active digital risk protection, DRP, deploy automated data removal tools for staff, obfuscate public-facing directories, and train medical personnel on counter-OSINT hygiene. Treat medical staff PII as critical infrastructure. Implement aggressive data scrubbing to prevent physical and digital targeting of your workforce. Intel 471 has isolated a new Android banking Trojan designated as FVNCbot, detected late November 2025. This malware utilizes a completely greenfield codebase, distinct from leaked sources like Ermac. The campaign currently targets Polish banking users via a fake mBank security token, functioning as a sophisticated two-stage loader. Technically, FVNCbot leverages Android accessibility services for high-privilege operations, including overlay attacks and keylogging. The primary differentiator is its advanced HVNC capability. It implements H.264 video compression for low-latency screen streaming to the C2 server. Crucially, it bypasses the Android Flag Secure attribute, typically used to prevent screenshots in banking apps, by scraping and reconstructing screen layout data in text mode. Command and control is maintained via WebSockets, allowing threat actors to remotely lock screens, scroll, and execute clicks while the victim is unaware. This represents a significant evolution in remote access trojans, RATS, on mobile. The malware renders standard anti-screen capture methods obsolete. Standard app shielding is ineffective against FVNC bots layout scraping. Restrict accessibility permissions strictly via MDM and block all third-party app stores immediately. Critical shadow vulnerability detected in Array Networks AG Series VPNs. Threat actors are actively exploiting an unindexed command injection flaw to plant web shells. While Array Networks patched this in Array OS version 9.4.5.9 back in May, they did not assign a CVE identifier. This silent patch creates a dangerous blind spot for automated vulnerability management systems. JPCert telemetry indicates attacks began in August 2025, specifically targeting the desktop direct feature. Adversaries utilize URL injection techniques involving semicolons to drop PHP web shells into the /ca/proxy/webapp/path. The primary indicator of compromise is the source IP 194.233.100.138. Successful exploitation grants remote code execution, RCE, and allows the creation of rogue accounts on the network edge. Immediate action is required. Verify your firmware version manually. If upgrading to 9.4.5.9 is not feasible, disable desktop direct services instantly. Implement URL filtering rules to drop any requests containing semicolons directed at the VPN interface. Automated scanners will miss this due to the missing CVE. Manually verify ArrayOS firmware greater than 9.4.5.9 and block the identified IOC immediately. FBI public service announcement indicates a tactical shift in virtual kidnapping extortion schemes. Threat actors are now weaponizing altered or synthetic media to manufacture fake proof of life. The kill chain relies on scraping public social media data, OSINT, to acquire target imagery. Adversaries then manipulate these images, potentially using Gen AI tools, to depict physical harm or captivity, delivering them via text to family members. Technically, this attack leverages high-pressure social engineering and anti-forensic measures. Attackers utilize ephemeral messaging features to delete the altered images automatically, preventing deepfake analysis or metadata scrutiny. Caller ID spoofing is frequently employed to mimic the victim's device. This poses a specific threat to traveling executives and high-net-worth individuals where public visibility is high. Security teams must update executive protection protocols. Passive reliance on voice or image recognition is now insufficient due to AI manipulation. Implement strict proof-of-life challenges involving pre-agreed duress codes. Enforce strict OPSEC regarding travel itineraries on public platforms. Update executive travel safety briefings to include duress codes and awareness of AI-generated proof-of-life fabrication. And that's the end of this Sunday episode from France. I hope it provided clear and useful information. If you are a new listener, feel free to subscribe to the Radio CERT podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, Deezer, and Spotify. You can find all open source intelligence links used for this episode on radiocert.com. Until then, remember, don't think, just patch. See you tomorrow for a new episode. Bye.